The Mice, not everyone really agrees with that. Not everyone agrees that there should be simanim over there. The Marshal, both in the Chacham Shleim and the Gemara, and in the Tshuva, he's Meirich that he says that it doesn't mean. Rashi says over there, the simanim. Right, so Mashal says because that Rashi, the Mashal says that the Nakdanim, based on the Rashi, they make two nuns, two simanim. Says Mashal, in the Midyak, in Sifrei Torah Midyak, we didn't see this. He says Korah Beinai Shepsula. Sifrei Torah that has the nuns, the opposite, the backwards nuns is possible. Why? If you imagine because the Sifrei Torah that's Chaser Eis Achas, it's possible, or it's an extra Eis. It's possible. So we're adding extra nuns, backwards nuns. What kind of business is that? The Apostle Sefer Torah says the Marshal. He says, so what does it mean? The Gemara says the Gemara, but the Gemara does say that there was simanim in the beginning and the end. He says the simanim just means that there was a parasha by itself. Like in the Sefer Torah, there's a parasha, there's a space for between parasha and parasha. So that's what you have by Vehiman Sayyah, and it's a parasha by itself. And that's all Shiloh. Is it really a sefer by of itself? Or it's just out of place, and it's here, the mafsik between the Peronius and the Peronius. However, in many, many Rishonim, it's Mavur, Taka, Kipshutai, that there were extra, there are nuns there. There's actually many, many shittas exactly how the nuns are. But that's not like 12 shittas or something like that, exactly how the nuns are. But upon either way, it's Mavur, many Rishonim, that there are actually nuns. Rabbeinu Bachya, right here in the parish, says, what's Pshat that there was a nun? Nun is 50, he says. If you count from the parish, even say, Arayim, until the Nasa El Maya, you'll find 50 parishes. That's why the simon is in Nun, Lamechosh, a parish Zu, Painel Asaf Chemish Parish Mekayimah. According to that, my name in the Gemara, that Shalom Mekayimah really belongs 50 parishes later, and that's why we have a nun. Rabbeinu Bachya said, upon we see Rabbeinu Bachya, there was a nun. The Rishonim in Shabbos and Chof Gimel, the Mishnah says, Chayis Shayis Yais. Maybe Smiley, Bain Mishnei Samonios, the Mishnah says. Yichai ben Shabbos, for writing Shnei Samonios. What does Shnei Samonios mean? Rashi says it means, Shnei Samonios means one letter is Dioi, and one is Sikra, one is red ink, and one is black ink. That's a Shnei Samonios. That's a Mishnah Mimchavish, meaning it's not the same color. Slay Yichai. The Ritvan, the Raj, being up from the Gainim, that what it means is Shnei Samonios means that it's not proper letters. It's letters that are a simon. So even though it's not a letter, part of a word, you're chayiv and Shabbos because Sefer Yosef, you're writing something which has some meaning. And they say, for example, Kain nun in afuchais nixivit parashim v'say aret, like the backwards nun that you have, and he v'say aret. That's what it means, Samanias. So Maisa, talking the Tshuva of the Marshal, he brings down the Rabbeinu Bachya, those brings down from the Rikanti, that he said there was a Tzmaskal Echo that told him that Kol Torah Tluya Bois and Nunin, these Nunim Amamish, Dvaram, Atluim Rumish Loilam, and how's the Marshal Mazalzel and these Nunim? And then he quoted him Rabbeinu Bachya and the Rakanti. He says, so the Mashal is done that according to Rabbeinu Bachya, fine, we understand that according to Rebbe, he says that says Kanu Mukaima, but it's just come and tell me that it's a safer choshev. Rebbe says Beth Smith is in the right place. Elamai, come and tell me that it's safer by itself. So according to him, why do you have a nun? But Ben Bach explained, according to Madomar, that's out of place. Yeah? It really belongs later. So then, okay, fine, so you understand. So it says there's a nun to tell me that 50 belongs 50 parishes later. According to, but there's different sheets that come on the Beth Smith belongs. They just come and tell me that it's a separate chumash. According to him, why do you have a nun? And then he brings down the Merimach. He also says that Alpi Kabbalah is coming to the Meramis that Kol Yimei Olam Chiddush Olam Lasid is coming to tell me that after 50 the Yevah HaGadol, the world is going to be destroyed. So there's other inyanim also in Dafka and the Nun, why Dafka 50? The Kabbalah is in the Merbach explains big inyanim, why Dafka 50? It's a male commitment, maybe it's not so shver, but the 50 doesn't work according to other man yamrim, according to Rebbe, because there's other Chishbainis as well. As we said, that the parish of Ibn Sayyar is what we say when we open our Samela. This gives us an opportunity to talk about some inyanim of Haitzah, Sefer Torah, Naran HaKadosh. You're not going to find anywhere else in the Torah, right? It comes from Haitzah Bachnasa, right? So this is the closest we'll get. So I want to talk about that's the two things. One, by Brich Shimei, some interesting discussions we had that exist around Brich Shimei. And also, Mr. Shemathu, and then we'll talk about also interesting Shaila, what happens if they took out the wrong Sefer? You know, they were very little Sefer. The Haritzah took out the wrong one. The one he took out wasn't the right place. Shaila Tichle Sibura took the Goyal back to where it was. Were you allowed to put it back? Just take out the other one. So we'll see. So the Benson, the mocker of the tefillah of Ruch Shemei, Benson is a Zoya. It's not a Gemara anyway, it's not in the Midrash, it's a Zoya. The Zoya says, Amr of Shimon, Kadmaf can say the Torah of Tzibura, the Mikrobei, when you take a say the Torah of Tzibura to read it, Mitpachon Tare Shemaya, the Rachmin, Umayr as Abel Eilam, the Shari Shemayim, the Shai Rachman, the Shemayim are opened up, and it's this Eire, Ava, the heavenly love, is in this Eire. So Meila, since it's such a unbelievable time, see, Boile Barnash, Lemei Merhachi, Brich Shmei the Mori Alma, he should say, Brich Shmei the Mori Alma, Brich Kisroch the Asroch, Yehi Rusach, Mamach Yisrael, Lalo Mechul, the homeless called Baruch Shemei, brings down the Zayin. Now, the truth of the matter is, and it's a valid good feeling, make the effort to be mitaring all the words, I'll let you use Otskol to help you out. It really is a very beautiful tefillah, and it's really kedai, not just to just say it's not, but it's a chelik in the Zayin. It's a very beautiful tefillah. But some don't have the minute to say it, but well, in the those that have the real minute Ashkenaz, the real Yekis, don't say it. The Shas like this: so the Sefer calls Shoshe Minig Ashkenaz. So he has a big arichas on this tefillah. Why? To explain, I guess, why the Yekis don't say it. So he first of all says that the Maisa. In all the early Siddurim that we have, from the Rishonim, from the Gaonim, Siddur Amram Gaon, Siddur Amram Gaon, Siddur Rasag, Sadi Gaon, and all the Siddurim of Gaon we don't have, and all the Rishonim, they also have Pirushma and Tefillah. We don't have, the Tefillah of Baruch Shemei is not mentioned. Because the Ma'aseh Rishonim didn't have the Zayat Takav. He says the earliest siddur that is brought down, so about 400 years ago, the siddur of Shas, Rishab Shesayfer, is one of the big medakdikim. So he wrote a siddur, and they printed it more recently in his life. They didn't print it, but they printed it. So there, he printed the tefillah, but he printed it sort of like on the side, I guess to show that it's not, that it's, you know, it's a recommendation to say, but it's not a chiyuv, it's not a... And it's more later, in the last couple hundred years, that this tefillah became popular. Now, what could be some of the problems with it? Like this. So there are a few nischois in the Birch Shemay which some have issues with. One of them says is Vloy al bar Elohin Semichna. I don't rely on a bar. What does it mean, bar Elohim? I mean, a child of God? What's going on? He says, you bring that over there, that the knights from the Christians, they try to bring a riot from this tefillah, so you see that it's a riot to Yeshu. The concept, they could say that Yashka was the son of God. So here we see the concept, bar Elohim, bar Elohim, smechta. He sees the concept of a son of God, Chas V'Shalom. And this is giving fodder to Mashchisim that they should have something to rely on. However, but I'll leave that. Everyone explains. It doesn't mean that. It means that the Mepharshim say it means Malachim. Bar Elohim means Malachim. And in many places in the Chumash, in the Tanakh, we find the expression B'nei Elohim. And it means Malachim. We have an embracious, Miru B'nei Elohim, Espinais Adam, and in even a few places it says it, Yevoi B'nei Elohim, Lisasim El Hashem, Yevoi Gamasatim, Besaicham. Another place it says, Yeri Kol B'nei Elohim, and the Medrash, another place, but the one that I quote over here, Medrash says, Mishum and Kar Chamar, Yisrael Nikru B'nei Elohim, because it's Banim Atim Hashem Elokeichem. Malachim nikru b'nei Elohim, shenemar, Maran yachad, koich ve'baikev, v'yiriyu kol b'nei Elohim, the paskaniyu. And he's referring to Malachim, and he says b'nei Elohim. So Mela, Alib Demez, it's not a problematic nusach, because obviously it doesn't mean b'nei Elohim. It means Malachim, which are referred to b'nei Elohim. So, but some will say, okay, before you write a shenusach, and it gives a piss from peh to those that want to distort things. But Maisa, what's interesting though is fine. So the nusach by itself, okay, there's somewhat of a pick book on it. No, Mela. But what's more interesting is like this. It brings out over there, there's a medrash, the pasuk. Embracious, so it says Yiru B'nei Elohim, Espinais Adam, it says over there, and Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai, Kar Lahoin B'nei Dinaya. So Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai, he says, the Targum, we have to be Targum over there, but Yiru B'nei Elohim, it doesn't mean Malachim, it means the sons of Dayanim, people that had power. As we find, El Halehim, Yishneim, right? We find that there's the concept that we refer to Dayanim as Elohim. Right? Elohim needs a Baptist cow, right? Baptist cow. So there's a concept that is by din we call it Elohim, Dayanim call him. So Melin says, Ben Elohim, it means Dayanim. That's what Roshim Ha'echai was Machpid. And we know this also. More than that, Rav Shimon Yechai Mekalel Kol Man Dekar Elohim B'nei Elohaya. If the Targum would be B'nei Elohaya, Rav Shimon Yechai would curse them. Because no, you have to say B'nei Dainaya, and not B'nei Elohaya. So the question is, Rav Shimon Yechai, He's the author of the Zohar. Some case, how could the Brich Shemay, how could it say Le'abar Elohim Smichna, if you see Rav Shimon Mechai took strong issue with those that touched the pasuk Yiru B'nei Elohim, that it meant Malachim, and he held that he couldn't even say that.
Wouldn't that only be because of the context there?
What?
Because of the context there. But there's something about being over whatever, riots or whatever.
So. What?
Wouldn't that be the reason why he doesn't want to call them Melochim?
But it says that they married the Benais Adam, right here. Could be. Good parents. Maybe the Afghan over there, the context was they actually married and had children. So that maybe that couldn't be a Malach. But that's, I mean, he wasn't opposed to the concept that we should call Malach Benel and him, that should be a problem. It was more the context of the Afghan. That's not a very nice parents. It's a very nice parents. Well, so he brings down over there that the Torah Tamima in his Sefer Baruch Shamar, he's al karchach. And this part of the Zayar wasn't from Rav Shimba Yechai. It was from some later Talmud. And means that the sources, and this is really a whole pulmus, the whole debate when the Zayar came out. And there was a very big discussion about the authenticity of the Zohar B'chlal, is it really Shema Yechai? There are many G'dayi L'Achronim, at least that felt that it wasn't all for Shema Yechai and his son, it was later to meet his brothers, and therefore puts a bit of a pickpock, you know, so how you know what, yeah, what not. But there was a whole pulmus in the G'daylim, as we'll see in a minute, as to, you know, what's the desire. So Tarimah says, oh, from here you see, Taka, like the Shashal's Kabbalah writes, that this part of desire was not for Shimei Chai, even though, if you remember, it starts off, Amar of Shimon. Kad mafkin sefer Torah b'tzibur lemikra, did it in the Zohar, it does say Amar Rav Shimon, so that's a bit of a problem. So maybe Yeris Teretz is better Teretz.
Stam
Rav Shimon in the Gemara is also Shimon Echai. Yeah, I don't know if it's different problems there. Zohar. So the Rav doesn't have Kol Zohar, no. So in this, I saw this is very interesting. I never knew the Chuv Ma'ava. So as you do with the Ayavitz, wrote a sefer, Matpechas Asvarim, that he wrote how he showed a lot of stuff in the Zohar is not really from Shemei Chai. When the Chuv Ma'ava, which is Talmud of Yehuda, writes very, very strong words on this topic, I was like taking it back a little bit. He writes, "Harei nishba b'teres Hashem, shebesefer azayir nimtzu kama ziyufim v'kilkulim asher esifu." There are a lot of forgeries there, and tesefes that people added. V'ol achas mitalmud bavli havayis that on one page, just it is in one page of lashon over there, which is scary. V'ol achas mitalmud bavli, one page of Talmud Bavli. Havai is the Bayev Rav, a Kodesh Yoris, and we call Sefer Zohar. One page of Gemara is more Kodesh than the whole Zohar. That's what the true Ma'am writes. Ma'amol Orion, such words. So he writes, and read the Gemara says many times, on Bryce, so that it wasn't said by Rabchir Ba'ishia, then it's not who said it's a good Bryce, maybe it's Mishabeshka, and there's a Bryce that wasn't said didn't come from the Beis Medrash of Chir Ba'ishia. We don't know what it is. So Meili says, "Kichol Adaris Miroish." No one ever mentioned Sefer Zayir. So what's going on over here? Rida Nasi is the Talmud of Shimei Chai. Doesn't mention it once. And Reichel and the Yishalmi, the Ravash and the Babli, Hakam Ezein is wondering why it's not mentioned. And the Goyim, the Mishainim. He says even the Alka Shemayin doesn't mention never never calls the Zohar. He writes, "Any Chalila Matal Doifi Pgam Kavrat Hana Legiv Shemay Chai." He's not saying anything against Shemay Chai. You only Machsid Eliyah. That's not a question. The question is whether or not Rav Shemay Chai's stempel, whether his stamp of approval is on the Zohar or not. He says, "Nishli Eishli Chatsi Das Yagid Kain." Anyone who has a half a brain could realize that. I mean, this would be safer as I comment to Noam Amar Shani Achav Shemai Chai Shani Rabbis. So obviously he didn't do everything. He quotes the Ayavitz in Sefer that says that, you know, the Ayavitz went against this Moshe de Leon who found the Zohar allegedly, and that was the whole pulmus at the time. And he writes, he ends off, he says, "Miyayim." Well, and now you understand, why was he so fire against the Zohar? Why did he come out with such strong shyness? You read the next paragraph, you'll understand. He says, "Miyayim, Shishchad, Sefer Zohar, harbe nichshlo hayadai. Ki kama devarim stumim chasumim. Hashem tzim achreinim lahatois b'nei adam yeshve chayshich haseichel. There are a lot of sections in the Zohar which are very sosim, and people could take them the wrong way. As we saw, he says, Ru kama kilkulim rabim kilkulu maminei hakelev ra shabsai tzvi. Just think of all the people, all the kalkulim that came out of the fact that Shamsa Tzvi, at the time, he went very much with desire, with the Kabbalah. And because of that, he wanted to make so many changes in the Yiddishkeit, and chulu. And Bachuz Mereyu and his friends, Barchi Maslonika, Yaakov Frank, another one that all the Mashiach, the Klal Yisrael suffered from. All of them, the base, a lot of them, they apparently went with the Zayar, and that's where they based their, whatever it is, their doctrine, based on the Zayar, and because of that, you see what kind of kilkulim came out, the Klal Yisrael, because of that. And the Chasayfer also, Maizel Shabeach, the Chasayfer also is Meshabeach, the Sefer of the Ayvitz, in one place, he writes, it's got to be a different Indian. He writes, the double God of Liber Novi, Tuma the Ayvitz, Vinyan Zeh, Halo Yishtoim Muraya. So the Ayvitz also was, the Chasam Sefer, was Meshabeach, the Sefer, Mitachas the Sefer of the Ayvitz, which went against his life. The Chida, on the other hand, in the Sefer Shem Magdalim, Merecha Zayin, so he attacks the Ayvitz for his attack of the Zohar. And he says, Mekar bol yodai mitachas asfar. Reisi v'avar ba'alma sh'asa plilo is ashekosav sh'ein el-tana el-achroin and pikpag al-agdailus v'anirosh sh'ev Zohar. From Rita, Yisi temei ma'oid al-levara v'chal prat. He says, Rabbi Seinu, Aryan Neraisa, our Rabbeisav, all the lions of the Torah, the Moshe Chudivero, the Arizal, they're all Bali Ruach HaKadosh, Shnig Aleim El Yoh Zach L'Toyv, Chol Arz Yosa Kavam, we say Sevam Leim, Heim, and after them the Talmidim, all the big the Talmidei Arizal, the Chulu, they all supported the Zayin. They everywhere the Zayin was Kodesh Kodashim to them. So how could the Ayyubis come and just attack it? Then he says, "He got me Rav like other Bames of Tom Indian Azar Kodesh. Ach beKenosa Katarura Shaiver Makrisis Mumisis Bez the Tol Asim L'Shanim Zayir." But people, he also makes reference to the Shabbosai Tzvinik that they go over called Harakula Al Smach what they claimed was the Zayir saying. Mela, that's why he said that's why the Ayyubis came out so strong. But Betzem, he wanted really just attack the Mishachistim, and therefore, Babetzim he was masking. So Hashem Barachim, he then Kafskos. So that was a whole big pulmus as far as the Zohar is concerned. So Meila says the Teret Mima, perhaps this particular Keta of the Zohar, Bich Shemei, maybe wasn't written from Shemei Chaitaker. Now, the Shaila, when exactly you say Bir Shemei? You say when you open the Aron, you say while you take it out, you say after you take it out. Shemaisha Tshuva, somebody's talking about the Mashiach is very makbid, if they say right away, they say Bir Shemei when you take it out. Shemaisha writes that the Lashon of the Zohar is Kad Mafkin Sev Torah B'Tzibura. When you take out the Sefer Torah, that's when the Shari Shemayim, Shari Rachma, Niftachutz, Kval Kei Shatzim. There's Mashmas, not after you take it out. But he says, it's not Muchach, it's Shari, that Lashon, Kad Mafkin, when you take it out, means that whole time, when you open it, that's all considered when you're taking out the Sefer Torah. It doesn't mean when you take it out. That's all part of that period of taking out the Sefer Torah. So he says, however, this is the Shaar Ephraim, even the Shaar Ephraim. Shaar Ephraim says, "Be'esh apayis chan aron lo yitzu seiv tayr aron makal vayi ben saya." When you open the aron, you say ben saya, and when you take out the seiv tayr, you say brich shemei. So you see, talking to the Shaar Ephraim, Ephraim Margolius, he held talking to the Zayik and Pshutai. You say brich shemei when you take it out. However, it's a gemaysh that most people are not makbid about that. Since this is whole tefillah, that's it's not a tefillah mukdam. It's not an early tefillah. You don't have all the siddurim of the Rishayim, the Abudraham, the all the siddurim of the Rishayim. It's not brought down. So Mela, you can't be too makbid about when to say it. The whole tefillah is a later tefillah. So Mela says, if someone doesn't do it, it can't be maicha. And lo shayich limcha is eich shayisin. But if a guy asks a shayich, when is the proper time to say it? It's a good maicha. Father, the proper time to say it. The truth of the tzayir. Kad mafka, say it higher. When you take it out, that's the best time to say it. Imagine even let's say the guy doesn't take it, the guy waits. So you can wait until he takes it out. And then you start saying it. It's not, you don't do because everyone's saying it. It's immune to say it. You can say it. You can wait, a minute, whatever it is, until the guy takes it out. And then you can say it. Even when they start walking, once you start, you can still say it. Now, there's a shayla, gabidine hefsik. When are you allowed to say brich shemei? So, Marshall, let's say you're in the middle of the zimra. And why are you in the middle of the zimra while the zimra is saying kriyas tayr? That's a similar shayla. I'm not getting into that. But it was day after Shavuot, so you're up 2 nights already, so So the Tisa of the Yazir brings down from the Shut Marshag that he says that it's awesome. You're not Masim of Zimmer. He says, his whole svar is, Zari says to say it, meaning, when you're not doing something, when you're middle of saying something else, then there's no din to say it. Mela, according to him, he has a tzad to say, even if you're saying tillim, you also don't have to say it. Because the Zohar is the one, we're not doing anything else, they didn't say it. And he throws it over there because the column, Isaac and Mitzvah, Potter and Mitzvah. The reason why you're Potter, if you're Mel Pesuk and Zimra. And they're saying Birch Shemei. Yipata, it's mitzvah, pata mitzvah, mitzvah. That's what he says. So Chayra, so really he bets him open a Pandora's box over here. Oh, exactly. Excellent question. So Chayra, that's the Mamash Pell. And the truth of the matter is, it's really Pell without him. Well, it needs a test. One second. The question is, what Aaron's asking is that, Haray, we know that even in Birch Krishma, right, Fihesh Merabba, for Kedusha, Kaddish Kaddish, Baruch Void, and Baruch Hu, Amen Nekel Kaddish, Amen Nishmakaleinu, we're mafsik even in Middle Krishma. Right? So, Chayra, if you tell me, I'm asking Mitzvah, Padma Mitzvah, why should I have to be mafsik? I'm not saying Shema. V'afta Eis Hashem al Kecha. V'afta Kaddish. I stopped not saying the Yesh Merabu. What am I not being Eis again?
Not to stop anything.
Okay, so we just heard about that. I don't know if we. Okay, but the Lachas is not like that. They don't mean Zayas. The Lachas is not like that. And all the places we say, when it's still between the Lachas and the Zayas, we go to the Lachas. So, I think even the Svarad would go like that, no? Okay, so. He's saying, upon Lagadi Brich Shemei, Lagadi Brich Shemei is the Zerlish Tassai. Why are you saying it? Because it's desire. The Zerlish Tassai, all the answers are mafsik. So, man, that's why Zichri should be mafsik. Okay, say that out here. So Shaila is, so I said, it's really a question. It's a very difficult question. People set answers. The question is, people say if it's the same Indian, this is Shvach and that is Shvach, it's not called Eisim Mitzvah. I don't know why not. I mean, Eisim this Mitzvah, why should be Mafsik in this Mitzvah to go to another Mitzvah, even though it's somewhat of the same nature. you know, kedusha is different than pesukim zimra and birkas krishna. It's different type of thing. Yeah. Whatever. The question is a very, very difficult question. I really don't have a good answer to that question. But I'm just saying though. But whatever the answer to that question is going to be, then there's an answer to that question. Yeah, whatever the answer, I don't know what the answer is, but there has to be an answer. So whatever the answer is going to be, it's going to include Brich Shemei. So the Marshag that says that Brich Shemei don't say Mil Pesuk and Zimra because I submit Batim and Mitzvah. Some can he shouldn't answer Kaddish and Kedush and Baruch Hu and Kel Kaddish and Amen and Baruch Hu either.
It's clearly it's not everything that you stop for.
That's correct.
Why should Brich Shemei be included? And things that you do stop.
Into the Zimra, maybe. Why not? How do you know? I know why you want not.
That's Kedusha.
Well, no, maybe not. But let's say, in Pesuk the Zimra, some say you can answer Amen and Kol Bracha. So it's worse than Amen and Kol Bracha. Maybe Shemir Chai.
Why do you
come on
the
Ozzy?
That's the whole point of Krishna is that.
No, that's the example of it. We decided that it's Pesukim. No, it's
special. It's not Pesukim.
It's not Pesukim. It's a feel, isn't it?
So you're
saying
you're
Davening,
right?
So what? What's the Davening doing anything? I'm saying it's Zimra, Makesha. It says that since the Shari Shemayim is Niftach, the time to ask these Bakashas. It's Ace Rotson. What do you have? It's not Pesukim. It's Zimra. It's Shrach. It's not Pesukim. Makesha. But they bring that in the Shut Pri Hasada. He says, you can say Brich Shemei in the middle of Pesukim Zimra. Why? Because if you're not going to say it, it's like a Zilzum Kavod HaTorah. Because, you know, well, what's the whole, why do you say Brich Shemei? Because it was nothing. When you can't say Torah, it's just not Masugah. It's Kavod HaTorah, different from Shari Shemei. And by not saying it, this is Zulzul and Kavod HaTorah. So Meili says it's like being measured if they're covered. So Meila, that's what he wants to say. It means down from the Surah Shosh HaKoida. It says, even if you're in the middle of Tachnun, you say Brich Shemei. Tachnun. Even in the middle of Tachnun, you say Brich Shemei. So Meili says, Kol Shem Pesuk the Zimra. Where does he get this Kol Shem from? The Kol Shem is from Prim Gadim. Prim Gadim is talking about, Prim Gadim is a Mechadish. He lies say Amen on regular Brachim, so Pesuk the Zimra, he lies say Amen. He asks on himself, either Ma says that Kaddish and Kedusha, that we answer, Mil Bishma, Kol Shem, you can say that Mil Tachnunim. Mashma, Dachko Amen Kel Kodesh. You could say in the middle of Tachnun. Not in the other Bameins. So how can he say Elazi Amen in the Zimra? So he says, no. Tachnun is more Chama. So even though the guy with Tachnun was only make Amen Kel Kodesh. If so the Zimra is not the Prima God, then it's more Chama. So we see Tachnun is more Chama in the Zimra. So Mela is not the Priya Sada. If the Yisrael B'Sher HaShavayda is made by Baruch Shemei Mo'ol Tachnun, Kol Shemei Pesuk HaZimra. That's his Kal B'Chayim. But I saw that the Rav Yosef in the Bi'Omer, he brings from the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah is not like that. The Mishnah Berurah says, when the Ma says, Tachnun, what does Tachnun mean? This Tachnunim is talking about at the end of Shemoneh Esrei. And the Shemoneh Esrei, after we say Yil Ratzon and the kind of Tzar, that's called Tachnunim. It's not talking about Tachnunim like a Burachum on the Thursday Tachnun. Tachnunim means it's referred to the Pesach as Tachnunim, right? If you build Tachnunim, then you know if you got Yal B'Yava, as long as you go to Shalom, you can still go back there and say. So he says that's what Ramon means Tachnunim. So Meila. So that's more chamor because Khan Tzar is still part of Shemoneh Esrei. So there, only Amen Kel Kodesh. But by Tachnunim, meaning it's by Hurachum, on Monday and Thursday, there is much more kal. And there Avada, you can answer every Yomei. So Meila, there's no Raya from the Yisrael Vishar Shavayda to Pesuk Nezimra. Why? Because the Yisrael Vishar Shavayda that says that you could answer by Tachnun, you say Rosh Meimul Tachnun, is not a Raya to Pesuk Nezimra. Because the Begadim that says that Tachnun is more Chamor than Pesuk Nezimra didn't mean Tachnun, he meant all kinds of tzaras more chamor than pesuk zimra, but tachnun could be less chamor than pesuk zimra. There's no bracha, because by pesuk zimra is a bracha lefina, bracha horeh, but it's more chamor. So meila, in fact, the Zayin Shoresh says we can say it by tachnun doesn't mean you can say it by by pesuk zimra. The ma'isa, the guy with tachnun itself, the Yishei Yisrael Mizan from Chaim Kanievsky. The time is that by Hurach and Tachnun, you say Rosh Hashanah, but if you know Tachnun, and they open the Sefer, then you know, you don't say Rosh Hashanah. Okay. Now, it's interesting, Shaila, what happened over much before? What happens if a person, the guy took out the wrong Sefer? Because the Gabbai appeared in the Sefer for the correct Kriya, and the guy got mixed up, he took the wrong one, and it was not rolled to the right place. Shiloh, it would be a B'Tirch L'Sibur, a B'Tirch, or very much B'Tirch L'Sibur. So, Ma'iz Shaya, the Shamish, without asking, he saw the guy who got the wrong Sefer times. He told him, it's not going back, oh, put it back. And take the other one. That's what Shamash did. So the Shaila was that the Moshe was asked, was that the proper, the right thing to do? So the Shaila wanted to say that since they didn't start reading yet, they didn't start Kriya Shema yet. And then they opened it, started reading about the. They opened it over here. They didn't start the mitzvah yet. And Meila wanted to say that this has to do with Machlokes between the Chacham Tzvi and the Shmuz Yankiv. Chacham Tzvi, let's try it like this. A guy, Meiner Chanukah, a guy prepared his candles. He didn't have oil. He had wax candles. He put into his Chanukiah preparation for Lachas Haneris. Then all of a sudden, before he made the bracha, someone brought him oil. So he hid the mitzvah to light with oil. So this Chacham Tzvi says the Chacham Tzvi that he shouldn't change. Because once he prepared the Shava, even though it's just a move, but to have oil, he would say no. This is a busy mitzvah to take them away. So he says, Hodin, the Yenayim. Since they didn't start reading, since the greatest Tyra. Okay, sorry. He says, no, okay. The Chacham Tzvi says, you get rid of the Shava, you switch it for the Mitzvah Nemucha. So Shalom Moshe said, okay, what did over here? They didn't start greatest Tyra yet. So Meila, you could put back the other Sefer Tyra, one that's not in the right place, and switch it for the one that's in the right place. Oh, excellent. Zonker Maisha, does not understand Makesha. Over there, there's a hidden mitzvah in Shem and Zayas. Hashenken over here, there's no hidden mitzvah. There's no hidden mitzvah. So he was the only child. He had different sibur, that's a different child. So Meir Chacham Tzvi is not Tzati Mati because of Chacham Tzvi. Meir Zonker Maisha, to Talchen, even the Shus Yankin, that argues in the Chacham Tzvi. And he holds the mitzvah of Mufchur. You're not mavazin the first one, and even though you'll see later on, I brought down more than the mikuach. Even though he didn't start the mitzvah yet, like the Chassid says, he says since the ma'aseh you prepared, his nachana is already as if he started. Since your ma'aseh, chachana the mitzvah is greater than the mitzvah. So, Meila, that you already prepared it. That's a rare aschol at a mitzvah. Meila Shosyank and Paskins. That you know how to switch.
Yeah.
Oh, what's that? It's locker Moshe. That's itachen. That's a care. In other words, over here, even the Fidush was Yankov, as he's talking, you have to put it back. Here's a child here in the Zibur. That might be Muhammad. And we find the Gemara, that by the Kohen Gadol, when part of the Kriya's Torah of the Kohen Gadol can be reason al peh. Why? Why can't they be Gadol say Sefer Torah? Right, so the reason why they can't bring a new Sefer Torah is a chashash of pagam or the first one. Why can't they just be goyel and Sefer Torah in front of him? Tehizim Mar says Terech Zibura. He said because the Terech Zibura, they will matter the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur to read about Peh. Because the Zibur. So the Gemara says, "It's Mel Zitachin." The Inush was Yankim holds that for the mitzvah, you can't change it, but. But for Tirchat Zibura, maybe you could. Tirchat Zibura, maybe you could. It's Muhammad. Because of Gemaisha, so the Shail over there has nothing to do with the Machlaik Shus Yankiv and the Chacham Si. Here is a different Shail. Shail is Tirchat Zibura. Is Tirchat Zibura override the Bazillion of putting it back? However, this is Gemaisha. That's over here. The problem here is another problem, and that is what we just mentioned a second ago. There's a chashash of pagam. That why don't in the Kohen Gadol? Why isn't it for, to read it in Bamidbar? Why don't we just bring another Sefer Torah? Teretz is a chashash because it looks like there's a pagam in the Rishon, right? If they bring a new one, why bring a new one? Elma, is something wrong with the old one? That's a problem. A pagam. So Melzok and Maisha over here also. By putting it back, it's a chashash that you're saying this is begam to say the Torah. That's a bizarre to say, a bizarre to the Torah to say that this is a begam. So Melo, over here also, you had that problem, perhaps. But he says that maybe over here it's better. Since they didn't read it at all, it was over there that they read in the first Sefer Torah by Chaim, right? Now you're bringing new ones, that shows why you continue reading the old one. Oh, Elmai is begam. But if you never read in it, maybe it's a little better. Kids, the bottom line, so Mike says, you know, this is Sod Makam, Sod Makam. One hand is Chash begam, one hand is Tech Zibura. Which one overrides? You don't know which one overrides, but it's helping. So he brings down Mice, he says he found the Machlaikid, the Yavitz, in the city of Yavitz. What's the Yerzer? Twice in the same share. Two different Yanam Gamri. Yeah, check out what his Yerzer is. The Yavitz brings down Machlaikid, Mamish's case, it took us a Torah, and it wasn't enrolled in the right place. And so Yavitz says, Yesh Aymrim. What first he did is Yachzen al Heichel. Yesh Aymrim. Yigalenu l'mkayim l'lokim akriya. So Mezlok and Maisha. Maisha is two sheetis. And as far as there's no svar achra and svar either way. So Mezlok Davik Maravid. Mezlok that's like this. So if the call is not makvid on the tercha, in Avada, you shouldn't put it back. Yeah, so people wait 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 3 minutes, whatever it is, how long it takes to be going to the Sefer Torah. He says, Rav Kilo is Achar not Makbid. He says, Shalom, come to the Sefer Torah. You know, you tell them that the Shalom, come to the Sefer Torah, not to put it back. It's okay, so people will move out in 2 minutes. But he says, like a nice Shahayah, if one guy passed him to put it back, Mela, and you know, you start making all tumult. You know, Al Machlaik is about it. Then he says, about this Nakedai. The Mela, since the sheet is both ways, so Mela is not going to make a tumult. But Ligur Indian, he says, Pashtis, the Sibur won't be mine. Now, so Mavura and Maisha, yeah, Maisha says, because he has nothing to do with Machlaik is Chantzvi and Shus Yankov, because like I always said, neither of them is more mahogany. What about if one of them is more mahogany? What happens if they took out the Sefer Torah, but not such mahogany? Kosh Sefer Torah, but not mahogany. And the mistake that they left behind the more than one. It's mashiv for Maisha. Then it would be taloi. It would be taloi. In the Machlekes Shmos Yankiv and the Chacham Tzvi. But Maisa, the Tzvi Pesach, Frank, the Har Tzvi, he tain is a Gval Gazach. He's done that the Shail Mamish. That the Shail wanted to say he shouldn't return it because it's like he started the mitzvah. And so he's in the with the guy that even if you start the mitzvah, you did the mitzvah at Zinyan, I'll say the mitzvah to do it again. He brings down a Gemara. Gemara says that even after you've already finished the mitzvah, if you can do it behider, you should do it again. You shechted it, karmen tamid. You already shechted it. It was a weak animal. So you see, you shechted a new one, the karmen tamid. You shechted a new one, they weren't machbe yet. Yeah? They shechted it, and they realized they shechted the wrong one. It was a shvach animal. So you shechted a new one. You shechted the shmeina, even on Shabbos. So, based on that Gemara, fascinating Bergeyesa, the Chidor writes, that's a guy had two barrels of wine. And he made Kiddush from one of the barrels.
In that case, shouldn't there be a problem with Chulun Azara?
Why is Chulun Azara?
The first one really, it may have not been Mother, but it was Kasher.
But it's still carbon oil, it's still carbon. I'm saying, I don't know, you think you're a Yetzer.
But if I hear an
what?
Ready to
the
mitzvah, so now he
passed on to
something else.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure, I have to mind that Gemara. So, the Chida, the guy had a barrel of wine, two barrels of wine, and one of them was Megula. He didn't realize that. It was uncovered. He now make Kiddush in the Yahya Megula. Says the Chida, but, so he made Kiddush. He says, even if he cheats the Yahya to the Evan, he has to make Kiddush again, based on that Gemara Menachas. Because it's not a hiddur to mekadosh yayin megula. Even though they were there, pas there is even worse. Because there, if you're ready yaitza, chashash bracha vatal. It's at night. It's the kiddush belayla. You made the brachas very good. So I don't, you know, chay didn't chashash bracha yaitza. The chidah is
what?
Why
is it
hiddur?
It's not
ma'akin.
Why is it
hiddur? It's not ma'akin, but on my side, you see that because then you can do it again. I don't have a bun in it. I don't understand. You write Kiddush, you write Kiddush. It's even worse. Because at least by the Talmud, you weren't makrovit yet. Right? You're not makrovit also. So there, okay, you say that you didn't do it yet. But over here, by Kiddush, you already write Kiddush. How can you make Kiddush again? Because I'm all mother. Truth of the matter is, maybe there's a pshat, there's really an old shayla. Right? Is there a concept of doing a mitzvah twice? Can you do a mitzvah twice? That's the famous Pesach of Chaim with Esther Mahudah, Safak Murkov, and not Mahudah with the Mahudah. It's a rather fun to go into that whole case. But the Chaim held, you can't do mitzvah twice. Once you write it, you write it. But others are mafakbuk on that. And maybe you could do mitzvah twice. Maybe Kiddush also. Maybe you're saying, Shaykh, you can do Kiddush twice. Now you want to write it. So Chida obviously holds Taka. But maybe that's not going to change. You could do Kiddush. You could do mitzvah twice. Because they have numbers. And in that Shaila, what do you mean? A Chida that says they could do mitzvah twice. Very interesting. Now, Zok the Pesach. That when he's a chash of pagan and bezayin a mitzvah, and he brings down talking about the shvus yankiv and the chacham tzvi. Meila going to the shvus yankiv. Since the shal be a mitzvah, so the hiddur is not daicha that. And meila the shvam of a pagan over here. Say, oh, then he says good svara. He says two very good svaras over here. I think he's my scum. But he says two very nice svaras. One side he says that by Ner Chanukah, when you take away the Ner Chanukah, so now you're not using the period. So there, it's a bit of the mitzvah gamri. Hashem came by the same Torah, Right? The Sefer Torah is Bekdushasai in Aron HaKadosh, whether you read from it or not. There, it doesn't need you to read it in order that you have its Kedusha. But in Archanuk, if you're not going to light it, then it lost its chance for the mitzvah. The Sefer Torah is Bekdushasai whether you read it or not. So that's a good Sefarad from Mechalik. That maybe it won't be arrived from the Archanuk. Huh? Then, Tzadkim Sipes has a clincher. Gorgeous Sefarad. And, but it's obviously not so partial, because we'll see, the Moshe didn't seem to hold that way. You know, Rabbi Asher did hold it that way. That he says, who is there a hiddur mitzvah to that the Kriyas HaTorah should be from a Sefer Torah Mehudar? So everyone's going to tell him, what do you mean? Everyone knows when on Shabbos, that Kehil Aveyu, Sefer Torah no, Kumis no. What? Meaning, what do you mean on the Chavtza? It's not what?
Sefer Torah itself.
Why should Sefer Torah be nice?
I'm saying, that's what it comes down to.
Yeah, but why? Why isn't it on Sefer Torah itself? So there, because over there, it's a hiddur in mitzvah's ksiva Sefer Torah. That's what we're talking about over here. The mitzvah to write Sefer Torah, so the mitzvah, the Chavtza of the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah should be Mahodar. That's the hiddur over there. But what does it say anywhere? As a mitzvah that creates a Torah, it's the same creates, the same words. What's creates Torah? You're reading the words. Is it a hiddur mitzvah to read from a nice Sefer Torah? It's an unbelievable svar. So Rabbi Yashi bets Rabbi Moshe Chayyim Mashma not like that. Rabbi Moshe Mashma that if one of them was more Mahodar, you don't take it out. Then you do put it back. So I saw what? No, but Ramesha said in the beginning, Ramesha wrote that it can't be medamit to the Chacham Tzvin, the Shus Yankiv, because here it's not more Mahudr. Over there, it was just in the wrong place, there's no Hidr. So Ramesha was mashma that if it was a Shail, if it was a different case, if it was a Shail of an Isaiah Tyra, then the Shus Yankiv would come in. Okay, there's also the issue of Tircha. So, but then, Mitzad, the fact that it's a Hidr, that itself would be a reason mashma when there's no Shail Tircha. But Masha Maisha, way he was Deicha, the Tzushel, the Chacham Tzvi, it's Mashma that Maisha held, that if it was Mahodr, you take a look at the Shulchan, you'll see, it's Mashma that, then it would make a difference. I saw in the Cheshuk HaChemer, Reb Zilberstein, I think I once heard this from him in one of his shurim as well, live in a recording. The Maisha Shahaya was a family at the Neder Sefer Torah. Wasn't a Sefer Torah Mehudar B'chal. 100% kosher, chatchila, no pekukim on the kashrus. Just wasn't a nice Sefer Torah. You know, somebody always say, you look at a Sefer Torah, it's gorgeous. You see the letters, mamish, each letter by mamish, clear, slither, beautiful. And you have a Sefer Torah, I was a beginner. That was a kosher Sefer Torah. So they wanted that at least they should, the garbage they should read it once a month. They gave it, they spent time in Elul Nishmas, they wanted it. The garbage they wanted, the beautiful Sefer Torah in the head. He wasn't asking, it was Hidr Mitzvah, he wasn't asking the Chal they should read everything from the new Sefer Torah. Kitzer, so one of the family members decided to take matters in his own hands. Once he went in the middle of the night, and switched the meal. He switched the mantle from the nice Sefer Torah. He took that one and put on there. And then put the mantle of the Mehudar Sefer Torah on that Sefer Torah. So Mela, when they take it out, they'll think it's the Mehudar Sefer Torah. And Mela, that's how they're gonna push their way through. So as soon as they opened it, the Gabbai took one look and he realized he chopped the whole shtickel, chopped what they did. So, without batting an eyelash, close up the Sefer Torah, set those right open, close the Sefer Torah, puts the mantle on, puts it back, and takes it the other one. The tzibur that was there, so the Sefer Torah, set those open, close it, put it back, because now Mother, and besides the design for the family, so the place left. Gabi went to switch the Sefer Torah. The whole tzibur is a mecha. They packed out. The Gabi was left with his Sefer Torah. That was the mice. After Shabbos, they wanted to make a whole tumble. They wanted to fire the Gabi, get rid of the Gabi, chutzpah. So the Gabi timed it. That even though the Gabi had charata, he realized that he crossed the red line over there. But he said that he felt that Batsim That's me at a time. The Kriyas HaTorah should be Zekiel Aveil. Zekiel Aveil, hear the mitzvah. Elamai, so my he was wrong in his judgment, you know, how far he took it. But since Be'ikaron he was right, he felt that now they have brought it up, they shouldn't get rid of it. Okay. So this shall can't do Zilber Shtein. Shtein's like all the crazy shadows come to. So first of all, he tainted that this is an interesting halacha. He says the Gabbai did something wrong. And he says the special chiyuv, the first Shabbos after they donated Sefer Torah, is a chiyuv gomer to read from that Sefer Torah. He found the Shal Shubas Beis Yehuda that says there was a guy who donated Sefer Torah Erev Pesach, and he wanted that they should take it out the first day of Pesach. But the meaning in that place was. In that shul, they had, interesting, a Sefer Torah of the Rivash used, and another Sefer Torah that the Tashbetz used. From the Gedolei Kadmeneinu, the proof right after Rishayim, the Rivash and the Tashbetz, Mamish Gedolei Olam. And the minhag was, that minhag of on the first day of Pesach, they read from the Rivash, and the second day of Pesach, they read from the Tashbetz Sefer. So Shaila was, now this guy came up with his Sefer Torah. He wanted to read on the first day. So Shaila is, what do you do? But they have the Tajma Sefer Torah, the Gosha Sefer Torah. So he paskin, and he said that since this is just a minute, to read the Tajma Sefer Torah, the Gosha Sefer Torah, and to read from the new Sefer Torah the first day is a chiv. Mela, he says that's the Eichar a minute. So you see, the first time that Sefer Torah is brought, you see from this shuvas that you have to read from that. So that was the first mistake of the Gabbai. Not the mistake now, this time, but this thing's been fighting them the whole time, not reading the Sefer Torah. At least the first week, they should have read from their Sefer Torah. That was the first thing. Furthermore, he says, and secondly, he says, is Ayram Zayin HaTorah? It means that a Marsham, that had many Sefer Torah, and Shaila was people again saying people that didn't want to read from the non-Mudarim one. They wanted only Mudarim one. Masham said that Masham Paskin that Lasnal for the mitzvahs. Is only, he means rayas, but not that meant to. It's only when it's not a shayla b'zayin. In other words, it's not like the mashal be'etzim is shayla zakeh l'mayo, but when here it's a shayla of b'zayin for the other sefer Torah, then you don't say zakeh l'mayo. Zakeh is when zakeh l'mayo, right? You want to beautify the kedusha the Torah, but at the expense of being mavazah the Torah, you're beautifying the Torah. That's zakeh l'mayo. If it's at the expense of bezer Torah, then it's not about value. It's not kimo value. That was Masham Shlomo Torah. So then he says he went to Rabbi Yashu. He went to his father. He went to Rabbi Yashu. Rabbi Yashu said the svara of Rosh Pesach. He says zakeh l'mayo. He says hagabatzimcha. It's a mitzvah Talmud Torah. It's a mitzvah to learn. Daf in a brand new Oyz v'Hadu Gemara. You have a hidden mitzvah to learn. I mean, Oyz v'Hadu will tell you that, right? But there's a hidden mitzvah to learn in new Gemara. You get a better mitzvah Talmud Torah. Mitzvah Mudaris to learn in a new Gemara than an old Gemara. About that, Torah is the same Torah. There is the same Torah. So Meila says, "What does Kriyas Shema? The mitzvah is to read the Torah. The mitzvah is the words, not the sefer." So Meila, look at Yashiv. I hid the mitzvah. That's only by mitzvah to read the Torah, like I said. Oh. So, but here, Grada, this is a here, real Zilbushin asked him, and this is really good kasha, and the Torah is not really so pashataka. What about Shofar Nah? Right? By Shofar Nah, so there also you see, the call is the same, whether it's Shofar Nah or not. Elma you see L'chayra, that the Chefza of the Chefza that you're doing the mitzvah with should also be in a Hiddur. So in other words, just like the shayfa should be na, even though it doesn't affect the sound, so chayra, the sefer Torah, the chefsa by which you're being kind in the midst of kriyas Torah, should also be na. That's what Rabbi Zilberstein has to be Hashem. So he was daicha. And by saying my shayfer is different. Because the shayfer, it's only aimed for blowing. So metal over there, there's an Indian of Mudr, even in the chefs of the mitzvah, and the thing you do in the mitzvah with, there's also an Indian of Hidr. Shang and Sevatara has a life of its own. There's a mitzvah of Sevatara. So metal there, the Hidr could be, maybe there's no Indian Hidr in the mitzvah of Kriya Sevatara. Okay, it's a. The kash is a good kash. That's cool. But you know, the Dalzi, so they're Sipesach. It's interesting. Zilberstein brings down Sipesach. He didn't serve Sipesach, not like that. Okay, I saw this whole Yisai first in Sipesach. Then I come to Zilberstein. He quotes the beginning of the Tshuva. Oh, I'm not sure now, but the Sipesach is the one that says Yisai. Yashav, Bidach Yisai. The Mashem Hashem, that's not like that. Hashem just held that there is a hider. And Rav Asa says, it's Shiloh B'Zayin, then it's not a hider. But that's the reason asking that there is a hider in reading a Sefer Torah and Sefer Torah Mederes. Sefer Hashem, and Yavim Reish also. So yeah, very interesting v'kuach, whether the mitzvah of Kriya Sefer Torah, whether it's a hider mitzvah for the mitzvah of Kriya Sefer Torah, that should be with a Sefer Torah Mehudah.